Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. You are listening to episode number 381 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. If you are not already, I would encourage you to subscribe to our exclusive bonus content. There is a link in the show notes on your phone right now. You can click that. You can go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. You can go to my Twitter page at Brian Beckner, aka Torch Anderson. Might could be changing it to a different name here soon. And click the link there. Because if you do that, then you get an exclusive feed of the show, which gives you the entire show with no commercials every week delivered to your phone or your computer or wherever you listen. Some people listen on a on something called a wearable. I've seen that. I don't know what a wearable is. It's like, is it like an iPod? But wouldn't you have to get it from your computer to the iPod? I don't know. Whatever you listen on, the show will be delivered there without commercials, and you get the whole show. If you're just listening on the rest of the feed, you're getting the majority of the show, but you're going to miss out on some stuff that's behind the paywall. And I'm just looking at the stories that we have this week. Like, if you're not a subscriber to our exclusive content, you're probably not going to hear us talk about the guy that broke his dick, because that comes towards the end. I see there's a story here about a guy that broke his dick. That's, you're only getting that if you're an exclusive content subscriber via our Red Circle page. You're not going to hear about the woman in Australia who woke up to a mouse eating her eyeball. You probably want our thoughts on that. And if you're not an exclusive subscriber, you're probably not going to be hearing that. You're also not going to be hearing about Bill Cosby still wearing his jail clothes, because he's doing that and we're going to talk about it. But that's exclusively for our subscribers. So anything, you get the whole show without commercials, but also you get everything extra. We do extra shows there often, and that we do that just for our subscribers who we love. So please consider joining our subscriber exclusive content, $5 a month or $50 a year. I've noticed that we have a few new annual subscribers, which is very nice. And you're getting the better deal. Also, if you want to reach out, a lot of people like to hear themselves. And we've had some new blood lately, and they're all funny. So I'm way into hearing what you guys have to say. You can do so via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. And of course, you can leave us a voicemail, which is always fun, 949-464-TBLS-8257. We want to hear from you guys. I am joined now, as always, back from his southern summer sojourn, dear friend and co-host of the show, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm glad I was reinstated back to co-host, because when you were going to play my voicemail, I was referred to as friend of the show.
I
was like, whoa, I got downgraded. I go away for a couple weeks.
I only have a few phrases holstered. So it's just the one that pops into the front of my head. I was telling somebody today, I couldn't remember the name Mindy Kaling. Now look, I'm not a fan of Mindy Kaling. I'm not interested in Mindy Kaling's work. But she's someone that everyone knows. Everyone knows who that is. I should know who that is, and I could not conjure her name. So, I mean, friend of the show is not that bad. That's actually – there's
fine.
A lot of nice friends
just,
of the show.
Yeah. It's just a step below where I was.
That's true. So, that was unintentional, though.
So that phantom voicemail, I can probably – I don't call on my phone really ever.
Yeah.
And I think, and if I do, I have headphones on.
Yeah.
But I was like walking down Broadway in Nashville at the time.
Yeah.
And I was dripping with sweat. I think sweat got onto the screen and hit the mute. So I was talking to mute. I just was given a little update. I thought it, and I gave a proper length. It was only 17 seconds.
That was
quick. In and out. I had jokes, and of course, I failed it because I sweat on my screen.
Yeah, it happens. It's a big dad move.
I was going to point out that the men with cargo shorts, goatees, and sunglasses on the back of their heads were descending upon Nashville like the Luftwaffe during the bombing of London.
Right.
It's crazy. And I wouldn't say it's the locals. It was the touristy dudes. It was everybody that I saw on Broadway was either like a bachelorette party or 50-year-old dudes with the cargo shorts and even at night and had the sunglasses on the back of their heads and the goatees. It was just the same guy.
I mean, we know there's only one person on the planet that can successfully pull off that look.
Yeah, of course.
The great.
A wannabe friend of the show.
Right. Hero to man and woman alike, far and wide. Our idol, Guy Fieri.
Yeah. So I'm going to take you through a quick tour of the South. And first
please
of all,
please do. Yeah.
I've gotten some messages on the side. Hey, what's it like? What? I would say that the Southerners, well, first of all, I counted all of the MAGA stuff.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers, hats, all that. How many do you think? I went from New Orleans up to through Mississippi to all the way across Tennessee. Then North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey.
I mean, I live, cause where I live is MAGA country, I would say.
Yeah.
I live in a pretty strong, Trump stronghold here in Orange County, California. And I would say I see at least one a day, if not several. So I would have to guess that it would be in the hundreds. It would have to be around between, I will take a number somewhere between 350 and 500.
I saw one.
Wow. Really?
Amazing. Stopped for lunch in Jackson, Mississippi. I know I was in cities and stuff, but didn't see bumper stickers. I stayed for two nights in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Dollywood. All I saw was one guy on Bourbon Street wearing a MAGA hat and a t-shirt that said, I voted for Trump, and he was dying for someone to talk to him and mix it up with him. That was it.
A chat. Yeah.
But I gave my kids the riot act, like, hey, listen, you're going to see a ton of MAGA stuff.
Sure.
That's their culture. That's their thing.
We're not
going to comment. We're just going to understand we're not on the same turf as Hoboken, New Jersey.
Sure.
And I didn't see any. They didn't see anything. I saw one guy at Dollywood with an impeach Biden t-shirt on, but I mean, I have my issues with Biden, but I'm guessing it's not the same issues he had because issue was like the kids in cages thing, which that's not what he'd be opposed to, I would guess.
But
it was surprising. And what I would say is I got they were genuinely nice across the board.
Oh, sure.
I mean, like, you go to the Midwest and you get nice, but you also get like, they're talking shit behind your back kind of feel to their niceness sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
These people were sweet. Everyone was delightful. And one of my true regrets was not being able to hook up with our boy LSU Lala.
Place. Did you go through the Baton Rouge area?
No. Well, I went out to the swamps though, and like one of those fan boats, and saw the gators and shit. I was in it.
Yeah,
but it was cool. And so I'll give you a quick recap of stuff. First of all, we had discussed this before my trip, but Bourbon Street, it's always a zoo. But it was a reminder that this country is not really conditioned on going out yet. It was people were
crazy.
People were disgusting. Vomiting at 3 p.m. Like, it's just, it was people like don't know how to behave in public these days. And I think, it's just people were cooped up and they were
reacclimate.
I saw Karen in New Orleans. I was at Delicious Place Mother's, and there was a Karen situation. Now,
can I speak to your manager?
We sat down, mm-hmm. and the waitress says to us, this is my second day, and I just want to warn you, I have short-term memory loss, so please bear with me. And it's, you know, work is hard. Finding work is hard. It seems like an interesting career choice for that condition, but okay, so she forgot some things, fine. There was a Karen at a table next to us who was not having it, and the husband was trying to calm her down, and then it turned into like this whole shouting match, and it was you know, I was so witness to a Karen, but I didn't record it, but like I kind of wanted to show off the Karen, but I just wanted to get out of there.
It was, could have played it on this podcast.
It was real uncomfortable. So one day in New Orleans, something very memorable happened. I was walking with my son, who's way too hot, and he wanted to go see where the Saints played. So we're walking. It's like the business district. There's nothing really interesting to walk towards the Superdome, but it's not that far from where our hotel was in the French Quarter.
Right.
There's some just like normal traffic. It's not like a busy highway because there's lights everywhere. Some guy, I think he was trying to park, and he clipped some sort of small SUV.
Oof.
And I'm walking with my son, 11-year-old son, and the car flips over.
Oh, he knocked the other car over, or his own car?
He hit some car. I think he like pulled his tail out, and it just knocked. And I mean, they certainly don't make some of these Chevys the way they used to in terms of like, this car must have been super light because it was not like, we're not talking about 50 miles an hour. We're talking like 20, and it flipped the car.
That's NAFTA, buddy. That's NAFTA. They make those in Mexico.
So my son's a little freaked out, but like we're walking along a street where there's parallel parked cars along the sidewalk. So we have that buffer. So I'm watching this all go down. This car like kind of, not super fast, just flips over. And so my son's kind of freaked out, and I'm realizing, all right, we're first on the scene. The guy took off who hit the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I see some women chasing after and like, oh, we're getting the license plate. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm on car duty. So I tell my son to stand back.
Yeah.
And there's like broken glass, and I go over to the passenger side and I shout, and I'm getting in my head like, you're not supposed to move people. Like, I'm not sure what happened here. And I shout, I couldn't see in. It was like the spider web glass.
Was there gas leaking out?
And, slow motion dive, there's an explosion. Yeah. I wasn't skittish about that. Like, even though enough movies and television shows as a kid conditioned me to do this, but I was thinking, well, I gotta my son's looking at me like he needs the, you know, the hero. He's looking at dad to
show
do
me
something.
Dad and like show me
as an adult, like I you know, when you're a kid you think the adults know what they're doing, but I was like,
we don't.
Fuck, what am I doing here? I gotta do something. And then some other guy starts yelling. I'm like approaching the driver's side, and I'm going, are you okay? And I'm hearing nothing. I'm like,
oh my god,
am I going to see a dead body in here? Like, what's going on? And I'm hearing
maybe
nothing.
They weren't wearing
just
their seatbelt.
Yeah. They weren't wearing the seatbelt. There's a little jump ahead. But so I was like, are you okay? And then some guy on the sidewalk goes, call 911, call 911. And I stop what I'm doing. I look up and I was like, you call 911.
Exactly.
I'm doing something.
Exactly.
Who are the people shouting, call 911 when
just
we call?
Everyone has a phone.
With our phone.
Yeah.
He's shouting, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. You call 911, Slappy.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're in it now. I got an 11-year-old looking at his dad. Like, this is a moment. I got to do something, right?
Hero city.
In it. Yeah. Like, all right, buck up. I might have to see some shit.
Yeah.
And so I opened the door, and there's a woman on the roof. Like, she's on all fours on the roof, like the upside down car. And she's just kind of, she probably got her bell rung. I don't think she was wearing a seatbelt, but she was okay. Like, I probably concussed, but I didn't notice anything like damaged in her, aside from getting her bell rung. And so I have to reach in and I pull her out. and then crowds like form. And I was like, well, I know I've been vaccinated. My son hasn't. There's a real like Delta variant going on. Nobody gets vaccinated down here. Yeah. So I tell my son, I was like, we did our part and we fucking hightailed it out of there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
She was with people. So I felt like, you know, I don't need to be waiting around for the police statement and stuff.
No. So I just got the fuck out of there. No. Well, you're a hero. I was calling up that video because I was like, I can't. Like, you did more. Like, I would probably help out too, but I'm very skittish about seeing people injured. And it
That's the thing. What if there's just like a bad laceration or something? Like,
that's the worst.
She just looked like she was dazed and she was kind of hyperventilating a little bit, but like hyperventilating, but okay, hyperventilating, like calming down from something traumatic that just happened.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. She was probably in shock. You did the right thing. You don't want to get yourself sued. You don't want, that happens. You move people around and all of a sudden they're like, hey, some fucking hero jumped in the mix. Right. And now my C4 is pressing on my, spine, on my whatever nerve that is. And now I can't, and now I'm paralyzed. You paralyzed me. Pay me.
And after the trip, I heard my son bragging to his buddy that, oh, my dad pulled somebody out of a car. So it's like, all right, job done.
Well, you're a lifesaver. You're a lifesaver. Yeah.
So one last thing. So we eventually went to Dollywood and it was like, there's like a water park. It was great. It was a great trip. But I mean, fucking 15 days of restaurants and hotels and shit. Like, it's a lot. A lot of driving.
It's expensive.
But yeah, the only person who wasn't just super sweet was a woman at a barbecue place in Mississippi, but she was a hot chick. So like, that's different than Southern Nights. She's a hot chick. They can be mean. That's just a different type of person.
Yeah, they're used to a certain type of attention. When I was thinking about people getting injured, are somebody that we look up to on this show, as everyone knows, we're in negotiations to become juggalos.
Oh yeah, sure. Shaggy
Two Dope of the Insane Clown Posse, who's, you may remember him on this show. He early on in the pandemic had the cure.
He had
the solution, which was dirt snow. Just eat some dirt snow and you'll be fine. But he recently broke his arm and I just sent you the video and I'll play it now because you did just kind of hear it a second ago. But I'll play it now. He's sliding down a slide.
Like a kid's?
In a kid's slide.
Oh, he's sliding wearing the makeup.
Down. He's going out. And does he ever not? Like, he thinks that's got to be such hard work.
Arm angle. That's an arm angle. Whoa.
You got to assume he's got like a template, right? Where he just puts it over his face.
How's he going to put on the makeup after what he just did to his arm?
His old lady's probably going to do it for him.
I can't look at this.
Get well soon, Shaggy Two Dope, after this. Everybody take a listen to Shaggy Two Dope. Sliding down a slide, standing up.
Ow, parkour! I broke my arm! Oh,
yeah, his arms. Yikes. It's dangling. He broke it in the... Oh, yeah. Ooh,
north of the elbow, right?
Yeah, what's that bone? What's that upper bone called in the arm?
Is that humerus?
Ulna? Yeah, humerus. Ulnar? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's anatomy. A bad one.
Anyway, one more time. Oof. Parkour, yeah, his first, and he appears to be wearing some type of clog shoe. Yeah, I think we've gotten to the bottom of this.
Good thing to slide on.
No, look at these shoes. They're like nurses' shoes. What are those? They have a point. They're wooden shoes.
He's
no wonder
he's going
he fell.
Dutch on us. He's going Dutch on us.
He's unbelievable. He's got those touristy wooden shoes that they sell at the Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. And he's sliding down a children's slide. It's a nice summer day. And he snaps his arm in half, the upper arm, and it's dangling. Let's see again.
Oh, I don't know how I can't watch it anymore.
Oh, yeah. And this video's got it slowed down. Ah! Oh, it's like a back and forth. Oh, the remix. Anyway, that made me think of that. I'm glad you did your part there. Ed.
One more thing.
Sure.
So I was in Asheville, North Carolina, lots of breweries. It was cool. And I went to get a t-shirt at one of them because most of my t-shirts are either sports, bars or breweries,
yeah,
or music.
Yeah.
That's kind of that. And there was a cool shirt. And I get to the cash register and I was like, all right, can I get that one? And they say, oh, just to let you know, on the back, that's our gay pride.
Oh, nice.
Shirt, which nice. I'm cool with, but it says love is love like 1800 times on the back of it. Yeah. And it's just a bit much. And I had a few people look like, do you still want it? And then I had
so you
this
bought
moment,
it anyway.
Like, yeah. And I was like, well, and they're looking at me and I'm going to be like, no, I don't want that gay shit. Like, well, you know, I support, but at the same time, I'm not like a billboard kind of guy either.
Yeah.
And I was like, so that's going to be like my shirt that I wear around the house, I guess. Like, it's too much. It's just, I'm not horrified to wear it in public, sure. But it's like, it's somebody who's really trying to make a statement.
Yeah.
And it's a weird shirt and the back is covered in a different.
It's a lot. It's yeah.
But
I know you're not required to wear it. Yeah.
I can't. Pride shirt. I can't. You know. Okay. I'll wear it next June when I go into the village.
Hey, Jeff Bezos went to space today for like eight seconds.
And we just had Branson, the Lion-O.
Worst.
What's going on? And I'm sure Musk is soon to follow.
Of course,
like What are we doing here?
What, like, look, I get it's like a rocket or whatever. Like they have a certain
looks
shape.
Like a dick.
Yeah. Why did it look so much like a dick?
Too much like a dick. Like it was designed intentionally to look like a dick.
Yeah. It has a big old crown on it. It reminded me of my buddy Mike Keller's dick, actually. Mike, shout out to my friend Mike Keller. He's got like a mushroom head dick. And that's kind of like Bezos's rocket, where it's like a bit, the tip is much wider than the shaft. You want to, if possible, have it be all symmetrical all the way up. You want the tip to be just about even with the sides. And did Bezos not get this memo? Because his had a big old head on it.
I don't have excessively so, but it's not. There's some head, right?
Oh, you got a fat head. You got a Bezos rocket dick.
No, it's not like that. But it's not. It's I don't know. It's somewhere in between. It's not a straight line.
So it does come a little bit wider at the head?
Tiny bit.
That's normal. Mine's pretty symmetrical. What you don't want is that pointy tip dick where it's like it hits the head and then angles to like a triangle to the tip. Too pointy. That would be an issue. So maybe that's what he was going
but
for.
But mine was called beautiful by someone who I'm not married to.
You've mentioned that. Yeah.
So, I always take that as a badge of honor because what else do I have, right?
It's a nice
I've been
nice
out of
compliment.
The game for decades, but I got that in my back pocket.
No, it's a nice compliment. Yeah, I fuck this Bezos guy. And, you know, I'm in a tough space because I'm like, I try not to order from Amazon, even though I still do sometimes. And then I'm like, wait, I'm paying for Prime.
Yeah.
Like, he's got me by the fucking balls. And then
everybody this Christmas is going to have to use Prime again or Amazon again because there's a book coming out that you're going to have.
Right. Yes. And Daly's new book will be out. You're going to have to use Prime for that. I recently, the Whole Foods salad bar reopened. And people that follow my Insta stories will know that I'm big at the Whole Foods salad bar.
And he's packing all the money from that, right?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Amazing. Yeah, it's the only salad bar is the Whole Foods salad bar. And those of us that work in an office, you know, sometimes we got to go out and get lunch.
You
want a nice salad,
but
you got to go to Jeff Bezos's place to get it.
We're fucking in Gilded Age 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I just thinking of that, not that song, but we had a caller last week and you he asked about the Troy on DVD. Do you have it? And you said no. Yes. But where it came from was one of our listeners said that was an insult that, like, when their friends are busting each other's balls, they say, you own Troy on DVD. I think that's where it came from.
That is where it came from. I won't try to guess the listener because I don't remember exactly who said it. It was many years ago, and he said that's like a euphemism, like a gentleman of the peers or a midnight botanist.
That's right. He said sleeper. All
right. He said that guy looks like he owns Troy on DVD.
Right.
And
which
I could
is a good one.
For the life of me, I could not come up with the name Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, yes.
Colin Farrell.
Have you seen In Bruges? That's a great movie.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He had a problem with the booze at one stretch. But Brad Pitt's kind of this too. It's like some guys are really better as part of ensembles than leading man. And coincidentally, Brad Pitt's in Troy. But
yes, you know, like, and Colin Farrell is not.
Oh, he's not.
No, I learned that he was in.
Oh, Alexander.
Alexander.
Yes. I've seen both of those movies.
This is a Dante's Peak, Dante's Inferno. Or wait, Dante's Peak.
This is the other volcano one. This is EdTV, Truman Show.
Yes.
Deep Impact, Armageddon. There was like a 4-year stretch where they just, hey, let's just do both.
Two of everything. Let's do two Godzillas.
We had two middle distance runner movies, Prefontaine. And Without Limits, Steve Prefontaine story.
One was Billy Crudup. The other one, I believe, was Jared Leto.
Yes, you are correct.
How do you end up with even one Prefontaine movie, much less two? That's insane.
It was like for the miler. Like it wasn't a fucking 200, 100. It was the mile.
Yes. Well, Colin Farrell is the one I could not. That's like a Mindy Kaling. I could not remember his name.
That happens to all of us, by the way. I mean, I've just drawn a blank on one of Washington's best players. My son was asking me, and I was like, I think it begins with a T. And it's like, there's not much to cheer for. And I forgot the one star.
Right. The one guy that you like. But I would tell everybody, because I did mention it here. Someone once showed me the Colin Farrell sex tape, and you can see where that guy gets his confidence.
He's bringing it. He's bringing the heat.
Yeah, because He's what, like 5'6"? Like he's a tiny dude.
But he's got huge big dick energy.
He's got real big dick energy, and he's got a real big dick. So it makes sense. It makes total sense. Okay, let's jump into some. Been a while. Let's jump into some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying
him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's my love. Oh, first voicemail.
Sir Bride Beckner.
Speak of.
Easy Edward.
Oh, Manuel. How about the voicemail that he left you? What, his best voicemail ever, and I wasn't there to respond to it. But there can't be anything worse than knowing someone who won the lottery.
Oh no,
because now you know you're not gonna get anything lucky because that person got the most insanely lucky thing.
Well, so what about like Hollywood Henderson won the lottery twice? You know, like it's crazy.
But Booger Sugar eliminated that twice, right?
I think the second time saved it. I imagine Hollywood Henderson might have used enough of that first jackpot to actually tilt the odds in his favor for the second jackpot. I'm just saying. Manuel called. I can't remember what he called about. It was a great call. More Manuel news. Friend of the show, actual friend of the show, and last week's guest – for our Delightful Tin Cup guest. Episode.
Yeah.
If, If you haven't heard yet, go back and listen to our Tin Cup episode, episode 380. It was a fantastic show. Travis Rogers, he texted me the other night. You know, he's a talk show host. He texted me. He was at like some listener event in a suite at a soccer game. Texted me a picture of him and Manuel together.
Wow.
Took a snap of the two of them. Just a meeting of two titans there.
Legendary caller, legendary host.
Yeah, amazing.
Friends, countrymen, Travis Rogers, Stewie, whoever the hell else matters. Anyhow, guys, I'm going to keep it short this time, all right? Culinary question. Two of them. All right.
Where are we at on culinary? I think I'm culinary.
I'm culinary.
Culinary. Maybe I'm culinary. What about coupon?
Coupon,
definitely, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Harass?
Harass. Oh, okay. You know what Stern says that I don't like? He says advertisements. I don't like that.
He does not.
Stern does.
Well, he does have a lot of those, like Long Island. Like,
and he also
says,
instead of ruin, he says rune.
Rune.
I don't like that.
He says stand online instead of stand in line.
What I would say is on the East Coast, I would say 60% stand in line.
Yeah, in line.
But it comes up that I'll say online sometimes because online wasn't a thing until I was in like high school.
Right. Standing online was a thing. I believe Stern also, like, if he's talking about Hugh Grant, it's Hugh Grant, not Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah.
And I do that all the time.
My dad does that. You and Houston.
I do it too. Yeah. I do it. I love it. I do it. And then people like don't know that I'm doing it on purpose and I don't care. I don't want them to know. But then I'll flip it when I'm discussing half Iranian, half Japanese Major League Baseball pitcher who I've been told looks like me, Hugh Darvish. Right. I flip it.
Because I like his name that. Is, I kind of like
Darvish.
That.
You Grant and Hugh Darvish, right? Okay. Let's listen to this voicemail.
So if you're a human being over the age of probably 5 years old, you should be able to partake in this conversation. Knowing what we all know, eating, all right?
It just takes him so fucking long to get to the point.
Yeah, he said it was a short and sweet.
It's 46 seconds already, and he's used his entire allotted 3 minutes.
30 seconds already.
It's a lot of, like, letting it breathe. You know, it's like, hey, you're not Stephen Wright.
Now,
Manuel.
I know a lot of our listeners are big fans, and I have very little knowledge, but that's kind of how I imagine Jim Rome to talk. Is that right?
He does big pauses. He does long pauses. I think it's because he's reading everything, but he's good at it.
I haven't listened to him in 20 years, but I kind of remember him being a let it breathe kind of speaker. Oh,
definitely. Absolutely. He does that.
Tomorrow you find out that the world will no longer have one of these two foods. All right, I'm going to do it twice.
Oh, I like these. I like these.
I love this stuff.
Back to back. Yeah, me too.
Again, knowledge of this. You already know. You've eaten this stuff for all your life, and now you find out that tomorrow it will no longer be available for whatever the reason. Rice or noodles?
This is so easy.
So you can continue eating one, or you can only eat one. I mean, either way.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
I go. I'm rice all day. I would get rid of noodles and I would keep rice.
Oh, for me, I mean, pasta. I'm not getting rid of pasta for fucking rice. No way.
I like pasta. I almost never eat it. I rarely, if ever, have it.
What I would say is, I will love when I'm having pasta. If I'm at a Italian restaurant and get a good pasta dish or something. Yeah. I love it. To me, rice is more just a part of a meal. I can't say I really love rice as much as I like it. And I like it with Chinese food. I like it with Mexican food. But it's part of my meal. To me, like, I love, if I'm going to have pasta, I love it.
You're going to do it up. I will.
Whether it's lasagna or fucking spaghetti and meatballs, whatever it is. It's like, good. It's good. I love it.
Yeah, you, kind of, rice, you might be swinging me. You might be swinging me. I eat rice more.
Yeah.
But I like that's pasta what I'm saying. More.
I can only have one thing.
You've switched me. You've won me over. Fuck rice. I was saying I never order pasta, but a couple of weeks ago, I had dinner at Vitello's in Studio City, California, which is where Robert Blake forgot his gun. He forgot his gun
Left in the booth, right?
He had to go back and get his gun. And so... Oh.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Right. I think we parked on the side street where he whacked, or where some misfortune befell her. His grifter wife. and I was going to ask for the murder booth, but they sat us outside and I didn't want to be like, hey, put us in the murder booth. But I had linguine with clams. It was fantastic. So you won me over.
Yeah. Over my trip, I had lasagna at a place and it was delightful.
Delicious. Oh my God. There's this place. Osteria Mozza, which is, I believe, part of the empire of the now canceled Mario Batali.
Oh yeah,
but they do a slab of this meatloaf, and it's like kind of like burnt. I think they might like hit it with a blowtorch to like burn all the corners. Yeah,
get a little crisp to it. Oh, it's delightful.
My God, it's fantastic.
I've been to over the years when I would be taking customers out. Yeah. There was always a Batali stop in the rotation for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Guy knows what he's doing. Okay, so we're in agreement. Well, that's true. We're in agreement on we're keeping noodles. Fuck rice. What else?
One of them is vanishing forever off the face of the earth tomorrow. Which one would you rather go? Next, breakfast. Why? Okay. Bacon or sausage?
I'll let you take this one first. I have my thoughts, but I'll let you take this one first.
Well, this is a real tough one for me because, again, I mean, you just can't get rid of bacon because bacon is not only a breakfast item. Like, can you still have it in things? Because bacon is in things.
Like in a club sandwich?
Yeah.
Come on.
Put it on a burger. I tell my kids, hey, I'm gonna make cheeseburgers Saturday night. You know, come home, make sure you're home. I'm gonna make cheeseburgers. The first thing my daughter says, is there bacon? Yeah, there's bacon. You're gonna get some bacon on that burger, of course. Like, so if I eliminate it from breakfast, am I eliminating the fucking BLT?
I think you have to. We can't just, because then what's breakfast?
Bacon ceases to exist.
There's too many rules. Yeah, so... He's saying it ceases to exist.
Because I like a sausage patty.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, I live in a very heavily Italian populated area.
That's right.
And I mean, sausage and pepper. You get one of those, a hot sausage and pepper sandwich.
Oh my God.
We go Midwest, have a good brat.
Yeah, do we lose? Wait, we're losing the brat? If we lose,
sausage family.
I agree. But I think he's just saying breakfast sausage, which is its own type of sausage.
I tend to be with you. Right. I can do without breakfast sausage. I like it.
I like
it. But the one thing I would say about bacon, I do really like it, but sometimes it doesn't live up to the smell as much. The smell is great. Oh, yeah. But to me, like sometimes a bacon cheeseburger, I think to myself after the fact, I didn't need the bacon. I would have loved the cheeseburger the same.
Yeah. There's a burger concept here in Southern California that their whole gimmick is that they do the patty is like half ground beef and half bacon. Like the bacon is ground into the patty.
Wow.
And it sounds good, right? But you eat it and you're like, I just kind of wish it was just a couple strips of bacon on top of the burger. You know, I don't need it ground
it can,
in there.
It can be too much.
It can be too much.
But yeah, but I'm still choosing bacon, and that's
I would have to agree with you. Yeah, bacon is too much of a staple. You gotta have bacon. I was gonna say something else and I lost it. Oh well. Let's let him continue.
The restaurant concept thing?
No. People overcook their bacon. Your bacon should not disintegrate when I go to pick it up. You should chew it.
But I like a crispy piece.
Crispy, like borderline crispy. Not fully crisp.
Not
through.
Charred. Yes. But I'm saying I like to bite into, I don't want the rubbery side. If it's going to skew one way or the other, yeah. I'd rather it skew a little crispier than rubbery.
No crispy.
Again, tomorrow, after tomorrow, it will not be available ever again.
I like these questions.
However, you've had it all your life. So which one?
How does he talk for another minute and a half?
Personally, yeah.
he covered it. He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as it pains me, I'm going to do without.
Oh, he's going to give us his. I mean, nobody cares, but go ahead. I mean, they want to hear what we think, which I appreciate. But Manuel can say what he thinks, I guess.
Sausage. Okay.
Oh, he's getting rid of sausage.
And also, as much as it pains me on the other side, I'm going to do without noodles. So I'm riding with the rice.
No mac and cheese.
And I'm keeping me bacon.
Yeah, no mac and cheese.
What say you, fellas?
Forever.
Let's discuss this, if you will. Being that you have a lot of middle America listening, I'm sure that bacon is probably going to be the go-to as far as keeping.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Good prediction. Okay. What do you do for the next 20 seconds? Oh, we got an Ed Daly situation here.
Well, I think he's struggling to hang up. Is he using a landline?
He thinks he's hung up the phone. Well, let's see if he talks about like plumbing or anything in the background.
What if he just starts saying, fuck Tesla. Fuck those mini bikes. Like he starts yelling at shit.
He starts yelling at a handicapped person. That'd be great. Oh, that's it. He got it. All right. Thanks for that, Manuel. Here's another one.
Keep it short like your hairline. Anyway,
This is Telly Two Putt, and
was he taking a shot?
He's assassinating my hairline. I must say, keep it short on the outgoing message, because he says keep it short like your hairline. That's fucked up, dude.
That's not cool.
So that's taking it to a place.
Right. I wasn't prepared to go there.
I'm fucked up. I got really fucked up.
Oh no.
But it was good. I'm sideways right now. Gonna be on stereo in probably 45 minutes.
On the stereo app. Doing a show.
Love you. Love Malls. Love Malls more than you.
Loves Malls. Hate Pauls. That's pretty funny. Wow, Telly. Anybody heard from Telly? When was this? Saturday. Whoa.
What time do you do that show?
2:50 p.m. He did this Saturday at 2:50. That means
that's
4:50. Wait, is Eastern Northeastern Colorado? Is that Mountain time?
Mountain time. That's an hour.
So it's only 1 hour. Yeah. That's 3:50, and he's shit faced on a Saturday afternoon, like real drunk.
Well, that's
hope he's okay.
Ossified. Yeah. Hopefully, had the sense to call Uber.
Right. He's got a five. He's got a 5-star rating. Ed. He's got 5 stars on Uber and Lyft, so we don't have to worry about that. You know, I thought I had a 5-star rating, and I went and looked, and it's like 4.8 something, and I'm nearly positive it's from the time that I got in an Uber. I got an Uber that I called with my buddy Spence and my buddy Chad, and Spence started asking the Uber driver, who was appeared to be of a Middle Eastern nationality, started asking him what his favorite kind of panties were. If he's into panties, does he like G-strings? Do you like lace? What colors? You like white, black? what about Red? Red, is that like, and he clearly did not want to talk about it. And Spence wouldn't shut the fuck up. I think that fucked up my rating. I'll be honest, because I'm very respectful. I was even, yeah, remember
4.76, and I'm sure it was
that's a shit rating. What have you done?
I don't take Uber much.
Right? Yes.
So still. I think that's based on, like, I don't know. Have I taken it 20 times?
Somebody three-starred your ass at some point.
At some point. I'm guessing it was a group situation. Like, I was with some buddies.
Spence was probably doing some shit.
I'm a good tipper. I'm respectful. Yeah. I can't imagine. But I kind of remember somebody getting snippy with
Was it Craigslist? Threesome guy?
No. I haven't. Different guy. I've never been in a car with him.
Yeah, That's probably a good idea. A friend of the show, Travis Rogers, is a man of a certain carriage. He calls an Uber. That Uber pulls up. My dude gets in the front.
Whoa!
Opens that passenger door and is like, mind if I sit here? And before the guy can
even
answer.
That's got to fuck with his rating.
Yeah, he cannot have a good rating. Especially in the time of vid.
392 or so.
Yeah, he's huge. Like, it's
as delightful as he is, those drivers don't want people in the front seat. They always
overpower you. Yes.
When I've taken an Uber with my family and it's like my wife and two kids in the back seat,
yeah,
and then I have to get in the front, they're always like, oh, wait a second, I've got a Kleenex by, I've got all this shit.
This bunch of stuff on the seat.
Yeah, they don't want you in that front seat.
No.
Right.
Okay, one more. Somebody check on Telly. Has anybody heard from him since Saturday? He was ossified at midday on Saturday. Okay, one more.
Brian, Ed, Stu here. It's all off the cuff. I think of things all the time, and I never write anything down. And if I don't write it down, I don't fucking remember what it is. But it's come to my attention about this fucking Boss Baby. Well, hold on a minute. I was going to get on this Dolomite. He's super fucking smart.
Boss Baby? I did see.
Boss Baby is like, I saw that they're advertising there's a series? Sequel out.
Yeah. Oh, right.
No, there's a sequel in the movies. It's like a baby that like talks like a businessman.
Yeah, it's like an adult baby. It's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Pass.
Okay. I'm not going to see that.
As educated as any baller here, probably more so.
Are you watching? Have you watched the new season of I Think You Should Leave on Netflix?
So here's, I loved the first season. Yeah. And I never saw the show Detroiters, which is him and Sam Richardson.
Right.
And so I started watching that before I watched I Think You Should. And Detroiters is awesome.
Right.
I got some promotional deal, like Paramount Plus. And there's nothing on there.
Detroiters is on Paramount Plus?
Yeah. And it's terrific. It's terrific. Yeah. And it's him, Tim Robinson, and Sam Richardson, who is amazing from Veep.
So funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I will get to it. I love that guy, and I love the first season. I'm also watching Dave, season two of Dave.
Oh, I haven't started Dave yet, but I will be watching that. I love season one. I was like trying to go to bed the other night, and I never watch TV before bed, but I was just like in a zone where I'm like, I'll just watch some TV until I'm ready to fall asleep. I'm like, oh, there's a new season of I Think You Should Leave. And I put it on and I was fucking laughing so hard. I'm like, I'm never going to fall asleep. Like so then I put on that like black hole documentary and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be out in 5 minutes.
That'll get you to sleep.
Yeah. Really funny. Highly recommend I Think You Should Leave season two. Very funny.
I'm just not quite sure what the deal is with his Guy Fieri thing. Like, it is completely the third fucking rail. And I know I keep coming back to this, but for such a lucid, thoughtful, smart, caring, loving, warm, embracing guy.
Oh, delightful.
He does not like fucking guy.
Dola has two master's degrees or a dual master's. That's the same thing, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. And also, you try to throw him a curveball that one time we did the peace summit with him and Telly. You try to throw him a curveball with the International Monetary Fund, and he had a fucking right real answer.
He had one cocked and ready.
Yeah. It was almost like he knew what was coming, and it was a total curveball, and he didn't even take a breath.
Right.
He fucking shut it down.
So yeah, I don't know. He hates Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri's awesome. He's a delightful guy.
Sure. It's scorched earth. He will not have it. And I'm just not sure where that comes from. Anyway, Boss Baby. Like, I see these billboards, and it has this yeah. baby laying there yeah. with some coy look on his face. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, and all the weed.
Yep.
Adults giving the provenance to a baby, not a child, but a baby, in order to call him boss. So the boss makes decisions for adults
no,
and surrendering yeah. yes. the
oh. Oh.
authority that adults have to babies, and then making a movie about it and melding all these lines and crossing all these lines. And it's grotesque and it's putrid. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm just glad I don't have to try and raise kids up in this world, because it would be an extremely difficult task at best. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't have anything else to ramble on about. Oh, Brian, yeah. actually,
yep, I'm here.
I'm not driving to Austin right now. I'm waiting until October to do that. You know, until oh. it's cold and snowy.
Oh.
Anyway, at least in Colorado. Right.
Gotcha.
All right, you guys. Talk to you later. All right. Thanks.
All right. Peace, Stu.
One thing I will say, and this might hurt people's feelings, but the whole concept of what Stu was talking about, that the boss baby, the boss is bossing people around, is kind of my major problem with Family Guy. There's this yeah. baby, oh, yeah. but he talks yeah. like a dictator, and yeah. I can't quite figure out.
He has like a British accent or something, right?
Yeah, but like, do the people know he's talking, or is it like, and the dog, like, they interact with the dog, but they don't interact with the baby. But
yeah,
I don't know. To me, I love The Simpsons, but they follow funny. Like a family structure where
yep.
Bart and Lisa, they might act ridiculous for kids, but they still are kids. This baby, I don't even think he's yeah. of talking age, and he's shouting about like world domination. And
right.
it just never sat super well with. I've seen some very funny clips from that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the whole concept of like, what's going on, that there's a baby that talks to people, talks down yeah. to people. I don't know.
Well, no, you know babies. How I feel. You know how I feel about Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it's a major, but people love that show. And that to me derails it always.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I'm not a fan. Okay, let's do a couple of voicemails or emails. Mm-hmm. I always screw that up somehow. Okay, first email. Yo, Brian's and Ed's. My lady has primo vag.
How's that for an opening line?
That's like Wolf Hybrid's Kilmini horse. Like, it's so good. although I will say, I don't like that word. I know it's the clinical name for it. It's the actual name, vagina. I just hate that word.
I don't despise the word, but there's no word to me that I'm not big on referring to it.
I like it's you got to use the P word.
I see. Show, I don't. I'm.
Show
I'm
me your pussy.
More.
Let me see your pussy.
I'm more comfortable with. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't really talk to it. I don't talk to it.
You got to talk to it. You got to talk to it, and you got to call it by its proper name, pussy. I'll give this guy a break because. The sentence is amazing. My lady has primo vag. Also, he's written it like haiku. Then he drops to the next line. Like he leaves it like almost so that's like
the
title.
Opening paragraph.
Yes. Yeah. As a
they
result.
Call me,
of
that's e, his, they like call e me Ishmael. Cummings. That's,
yes.
They call me Ishmael.
Yes. As a result, I can only last a few minutes when we have S. See, he'll say vag.
Hang on a second. You can't have that. Is he trying to like backtrack and make it like a little bit demure by saying yes. we have S? What?
He goes vag and then he switches to S, capital S, period. Again, that is a paragraph of its own. And then he skips to the next line. Is there anything I can do to my dong to help me last longer? That's from Gene from Philly. Gene, I don't know you, but I love you. You're welcome to email this show anytime.
Terrific email. I will say, get your work done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been somebody that's, I've never pulled a sting. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But the whole process to a man and a woman really started different times.
You got to prime the pumps. You gotta
what I would say is there's so many other things going on.
Yeah.
That is part of it for your better half.
You see, there's a reason that they call it foreplay.
Yeah.
It's to warm her up. You got to warm her up.
And
you got to get her, you got to get her close. You got to get her in the moment before you're actually hitting skins. You save that till the end. You do that. That's a last resort.
And as I've heard,
your hands. Yeah.
The sting thing is not a, it's not a big hit with a lot. It's enough sometimes. It's enough.
It's a fuck for 5 hours.
Right. So congrats to you and your lady.
Sure.
But you know, just make the pre S a little longer and that can help the whole process.
Ed's right. Because it's not your, it's not what you're feeling. It's what you're thinking. It's your, it's not the sensation on your dong that's making you ejaculate before you want to. And again, and you're not alone in this situation. This, most of the guys within the sound of my voice are, can empathize, but it's your brain. You're too excited in your brain. And that, and you're too much thinking about not ejaculating. And that's what's making it come on faster. I will say, I don't have this issue. I have in my life had this issue. I don't, and I won't get too graphic here, but the woman I'm with now is, she's very orgasmic. So I'm never like worried about if she's going to get to the place she needs to get. She always gets there. And that takes a lot of pressure off the man, because I think a lot of it is, I don't want to come because I want her to. And if I bust, like, she's not going to get where she needs to go, which is why Ed's advice is so important. You got to prime her. You got to get her close. You got to use your hands, use your mouth, you talk, you know, use your voice. You look her in the eyes, you talk dirty, you tell her how beautiful she is. You tell her how, you know, how horny she makes you, whatever your thing is, whatever her thing is. More importantly, find out what she wants.
This first sentence.
My lady has primo veg.
We're giving real advice to somebody who said, my lady has primo veg.
Oh, I love this guy. Yo, Brian's and Ed's. My lady has primo veg. Gene from Philly?
Gino.
You need more Philly listeners.
I love it. I might go to Philly this weekend just for shits and giggles.
Oh, really? Just to go? Go to a ball game?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I told my son maybe we'll check it out. Sunday might be rain, but if not, let's...
What's the train ride to Philly?
90 minutes, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, yeah, it's a bit. Yeah,
that's like San Diego. That's
and then,
like,
doable. And then you get to a nice train station, which is where the murder and witness happened. The Philly train station.
Yeah,
Philly Penn. You know, it's bullshit. There's like three Penn stations on the East Coast.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Come on, just give New York one because New York dominates, and everybody else pick something else.
Is that for William Penn?
Probably, but you know, whatever. Yeah. New York's got it. Everybody's got to pick something else.
Gene, let us know how that goes. Would you warm her up? Try to get out of your head. Hey, this is a high school trick. Jerk off first. This isn't something about Mary. You got to get rid of that baby batter. Calm yourself down.
Baby batter.
Yeah.
The great Chris Elliott.
You jerk off first. Then you're less inclined to ejaculate so quickly. And trust me, this is something that happens to most guys, so you're not alone. Here's another one. Ballers, love these movie reviews. Travis adds just enough and is totally hilarious. Watching this POS movie is sheer madness as a golfer, I agree. Y'all need to discuss who the loudest comer is in the flick. My money is on Cheech. Have a great week, CB and SC. Well, we did talk about that. He must have emailed. I happen to know CB is a Red Circle subscriber, so he did hear the whole show. But if you're not a Red Circle subscriber,
we talked about it late in the show, probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten the loud coming segment.
That was unanimous, right? I think that was unanimous.
Was it Cheech? I mean, Don Johnson.
I think we went with Cheech.
We all went with Cheech?
I thought so, but I'm not saying we'd get silence out of old Don Johnson.
Oh, no.
But I think Cheech was, I think everybody understood he's a performative man.
That's true. That's true. And Don Johnson, like, he kind of, he's
had so much.
Yeah, he wields such a bat.
And he's had so much, he'd be hoarse if he was too loud.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. Yeah. Hashtag current episode, hashtag deuce deuces, hashtag TPC. Oh, the penis connoisseur. Sounds hot. Here's another one. Brian and Ed. Oh, come on. Have either of you bungee jumped? Remember when that was a thing? That's from our friend Dean.
I remember one college buddy was like, we should go do that. And I was like, what?
Fucking kidding me.
Fuck out of here.
Kidding me. Bungee jump. You know who bungee jumps? Jay Stu. Jay Stu bungee jumps and skydives.
Pass. Fuck out of here.
Oh, so here's a Manuel. Here's a Manuel. You have to do one. Bungee jumping. Skydiving.
I can't believe I'm saying
Hold on. There's one more. This is a three-pronged attack. Bungee jumping, skydiving, going for a ride in a hot air balloon.
My answer is still the same. I can't believe I'm saying this. I would skydive.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding?
Bungee jump?
You're going to strap yourself to some tweaker?
Okay.
And he's in charge of throwing the thing? Like, you think, oh, well, no, I'll go with this guy, and he'll throw the thing. And then you look at the guy, and he's missing teeth.
I've been near bungee operations on vacation.
Yeah.
They're like fucking carnies.
Of course they are.
They're ginso carnies, and, like, these bungee cords, how long have they been used?
Yeah.
You know, the brittle rubber. The strapping. No, and the injury, I could see my getting a neck injury just from the whiplash. Like, fuck no. I mean, I'm not doing any of these. Hot air balloon, that seems like the most boring thing on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you get some Vietnam vet that's
didn't
the
Dante Stallworth like go into power lines?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
He was trying to be the first black guy in a hot air balloon, and that's what happened.
Insane. Poor guy. Just insane. That's just a crazy. Wait, is he the guy that did the road murder?
Yes, but he stopped.
I mean, he got a bad rap. He got a bad rap. The guy ran in front of him.
I've driven on. That's the causeway to go to Miami Beach, like between the mainland, and it's like a 4-lane highway. And some guy was walking across it at 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to encounter people then.
I mean,
there were no taillights on the guy. Like, who knows?
Right. He was legally drunk, but he hadn't drank in a while, and he was like getting up to get a plane or something. I feel like he kind of got a.
But he did
go with the situation.
I'm not saying this changes everything, but he did like stop at the scene and like totally like owned up to fucking up his NFL career. Whereas there have been several NFL guys that just kept on going.
Guys, yeah. So no, we've never bungee jumped, obviously.
Think of the amount of times you've seen the story where the athlete's Lambo or Ferrari was abandoned and looked like it had been an accident.
Stolen.
They're like, I don't know, somebody stole it. Those are all situations where they drunkenly drove into someone or something.
Somebody stole every single Lambo. 100%. Afraid to admit, I haven't listened in a while. But what the fuck happened to your soulmate, Fancy? Last I listened, you two were going to get married and shit. By the way, good job not getting married again. Oh, buddy. I'm twice married and often wonder what the fuck I was thinking. My new favorite part is when there's an ad that totally interrupts the flow without warning. Great edits.
Like when Austin Powers deep freezes and he sees the Russian guy and he's like, Soviets, good to see that capitalism thing didn't work. Like...
Yes, it's so good. Twitter used to be the place where I went to be an asshole, and now I can't even do that there. Saw another video of Kevin Durant walking up on another player and dry humping him like he wanted to fight. So I made the comment that I wish someone would give him what he's always asking for and knock his ass out. It got reprimanded.
Kevin Durant's the worst.
He's the worst, yeah. I wasn't allowed to comment for 10 hours. Bullshit, brah. I heard you talking about jail again, too. Don't forget, I'm your resident go-to for that.
This is our hardest listener.
Yes, Wayne in Nashville, surrounded by Trump asshats. Yeah, Wayne is our ex-con listener.
He's great, our hardest listener.
Yeah, the hardest listener. Welcome
back, buddy.
Yeah, Wayne. Good to Wayne. Hear from you. Wayne, are you sitting down? I got some hard news for you, buddy. Didn't work out.
Well, you're not married to her.
That's true. He's right about that.
He's right.
I mean, he's sort of. Yeah. Like he's on the right track, but
right. I'm not in college, but it doesn't mean I didn't go to college.
Yes. That's right. That's exactly right. Wayne, don't be a stranger, dude. We love you. Come be here on
Welcome
the show.
Back.
We miss you. Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I don't Troy on DVD.
There it is.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
So this guy, it's really annoying when you know your team drafts a bust, and I knew it that day. Yeah. Now Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins asked the Instagram model to pay him back the $20,000 he gifted her after his wife knocked his teeth out.
How's that working out? Dwayne Haskins is on the Steelers?
Well, Washington released him like mid-season last year, and then the Steelers, he sat for a long time, and then I think after the season, the Steelers like, yeah, we'll take a flyer on him because he cost them nothing at that point.
Yeah,
but he was a guy that his receivers were all NFL receivers, and he had an NFL running back, and so he would throw, and there was 10 yards of separation. He's a statue. He's not like a running quarterback. No. There was nothing to indicate he's going to be some great pro. And on top of it, like the rap was he's lazy. But if you're going to get a second chance.
Yeah.
You got to tighten your personal life up, buddy.
Well, and also that rookie deal is running out here pretty soon.
Yeah. Like,
he doesn't have it. He's going to be on a league minimum after this. Although if you make a reputation as a backup quarterback, like ask that. Who's that little round guy? Chase Daniels.
Yes, but do you see him in the news?
No.
I mean, this is it. He's playing behind Ben Roethlisberger, who's in his last couple of years. This is the perfect situation, and you're not going to tighten up your life then. Like, this guy is just destined to be out of the league. He's the same kind of body.
Like, he can't move like Roethlisberger, like, but he's like a big old dude. So, like, plug him in and let him run the plays as some big bastard.
Washington couldn't move on from him fast enough because the rap was he was just fucking lazy. He just didn't do the work. He's
the guy that he gives your playbook back and that $100 bill is still on the last page.
Yeah. When Washington, like they were like, 0-8 or something, they finally won a game with him. And while the clock was ticking down, he was taking selfies with fans in the crowd. And then, like, the offense had to go kneel down for the last play. And he was in the crowd taking selfies. So they had to use a backup quarterback just to kneel down because he wasn't prepared. Like, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, agreed. Do Instagram models typically give you your $20,000 back?
I'm thinking that your wife's going to knock more teeth out because you're not getting that back.
That's lost money, my man.
UC Davis suspended their entire baseball team for hazing incidents.
I heard about this, and this is a problem because UC Davis, it does a really good job at being a free spot on the board for the Long Beach State Dirtbags.
Like it's, we go up there and get three wins twice a season, you know?
Yeah, that stinks.
And yeah. Also, this is, I don't know what they're doing, the hazing, but I do know this. UC Davis is like one of those agricultural colleges, like a lot of farm animals.
Livestock situation.
Yeah. You know, like a lot of people go there because they want to be a vet. They're like, I want to be a veterinarian. And also I love playing ball with the guys. It's a little disturbing.
You know, there's so many other ways to bond. Hazing, let's be done with hazing. Hazing's fucking
stupid. Who hazes?
Haze is real stupid. And it's always gay.
It's always gay. You know, you know who's famous for it is the Pikes down at the University of Tucson. They do the thing with the cookie.
Oh, man.
Ookie cookie. They also do the thing with they do the butt chugging. Everybody knows that. It's always with the butts and the cum. Like, yeah, guys
just
men.
Make out. But don't just force make out. People to do things.
Right. Don't. Yes, it's disgusting.
Stephen A. Smith criticized Shohei Ohtani, like going into the All-Star break, for using an interpreter. He was saying the face of the league can't have a interpreter or something like that. And people jumped all over him.
But he doesn't speak English. Like, what?
Does he think there's tons of Americans playing baseball? Because, you know, just scan the rosters and you'll notice.
Yeah.
Baseball's future is overseas. They're not growing the market in America.
No, I'm always stunned when a guy comes over here and he doesn't speak English. And then it's like three seasons later and he's like conversational. I could never go to another country and be conversational in the language in 3 years.
I'm not saying that every athlete is some meathead. But it's not that they're like academics. They're coming over here to play sports, and yet they can still speak all these languages. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the transition, like, there's not a lot of Japanese players that get conversational in English.
There's not a lot of Japanese American. They're not like Japanese people living in America.
Yeah,
there's just not that many. So it's a tough situation to. Yes. I mean, and the guy is lighting it up, and Stephen A is just going to have a loudmouth take on everything.
Just shut the fuck
up. So he said sorry.
And, so lazy.
And I read he makes like 18 a year or something. He's the highest paid guy at ESPN.
He's the guy.
And so he said sorry, and he moved on with the show. And good old broadcaster, who knew he was on Twitter, he tweeted, Marty Brenneman tweeted to Stephen A.
He's
Smith.
He's alive?
Yeah. Only wish my son's employers had been as forgiving.
Wow.
Now, Smith said something stupid.
Yeah.
Your son.
Yeah.
Old, what's it, Hank Azaria.
Yes, Tom Brenneman.
Brockmire.
Yeah.
Fag City.
Yeah. One of the great fag cities in America.
Yeah. It's a little bit harsher than what Stephen A. Smith said.
It is. And also, he's a bigger property. Like, it's just... You know, the bar is higher than getting fired from Fox Midwest or whatever the fucking channel the Reds games are on. Being a local broadcaster is just it's a lower bar than being the face of ESPN. It just is.
This tells me that Marty Brenneman is the one that taught Thom Brenneman what Milwaukee was. Was it Milwaukee or Kansas City?
It was Kansas City.
Yeah. I have a feeling that was Marty's theory.
Yeah.
And that's why he's feeling some guilt.
This is learned behavior, obviously. Go ahead.
Jets' Zach Wilson offered to pay his mom to delete Instagram because she's attractive and she's putting it out there.
Yeah.
And he offered to pay her and she said, I don't need your money.
Hold on. I'm just Googling right now. I'm Googling.
You know, as a parent, you have to have your own lives, but at the same time, like, she could tone it down. She's got an NFL quarterback that's being judged. Like, she's being a bad parent right now.
She kind of has those eyes. Like, she's an attractive, like, I mean, she's probably like our age. I was going to say she's an attractive older lady. Yeah, she might be younger. She kind of has that Max Verstappen look to her where she can avoid predators easily.
Yes.
You know?
I definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't be easy, you know, having like a, like, it can't be easy having a hot mom, like a local hot mom.
Right.
Now he's got a national hot mom. It's got to be like the
pictures of her in a bathing suit. Like, come on.
Yeah. And they're, and the guys, you know, the guys in the locker room, like, he's supposed to be a leader. Who's the quarterback of the Jets?
Him.
Him, right? He's going to be the guy. He drafted. Is he the Mormon? He's from BYU.
I think he might not be Mormon, but yes, he went to BYU. I think I have a feeling I read that he wasn't. But either way, his mom's putting it out there on Instagram, and it's kind of a bad.
Yeah, it would be tough. That would be tough. But also, mom's got to do her. Is dad around?
Yeah, dad.
Yeah. Maybe dad's got to keep her in line. That's the thing.
Athletes given anti-sex cardboard beds to prevent sex at the Tokyo Olympics. Do you think the athletes are not going to have sex?
Foolproof. I'm kind of in, like, can somebody get me one of these cardboard beds? They look kind of cool.
The only thing, I, after being on the road, I have thoughts on hotel.
Oh, my God. So these hard are, for me to sleep in a hotel.
These are athletes that need good, I mean, are they, they're going to have athletes wake up with bad backs because they were sleeping on a cardboard box.
Yeah.
My big complaint with hotels, though, the goddamn pillows. There's like these soft, mushy. I want a firm pillow and not one hotel. I stayed in like six hotels over the last couple of weeks.
And
not one had a firm pillow. There are all these like mushy.
You gotta double up. You gotta double up. I do the I make the pillows into like a little A or like a little point.
Yeah.
You know, I lay one end over the end of the other one, and then I kind of put my arms, because I sleep on my stomach, or I fall asleep on my stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I kind of like double up, so I get enough firmness
there. I do too. I have to fall asleep on my stomach. I'm like a little baby.
Yeah, it's bad for your neck. Okay, let's talk not sports.
It's time. Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports. Not sports. Not sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in the world of things that are not actually sports?
After being away for a couple weeks, we've got six RIPs to go through. Charlie Robinson, 75 years old, a.k.a. Mac from Night Court.
We know how old he was. That's a how fucking old is this guy, because he's great on Night Court, of course. Great show. Great. Underrated. But, I mean, that was in the mid-80s. I thought he was about 50 then.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he was a little like, gray on that show.
He would have been like 35.
Wow.
40.
Yeah. He was delightful, but you know, 75 probably great should character. Have lived longer, but great.
Is Bull still with us? What was Bull's deal?
Wait, there was too much of, really wanted Bull to be. I feel like he was on some Battle of the Network Stars. Like people wanted him to be a thing.
He got a lot of commercials.
He was like the eighth funniest thing about that show.
I would agree with you. Totally. What's his name just kicked off? Harry Anderson, not that long ago, maybe like a year ago.
Yeah. And he was, I think he was like 70. He was even younger. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Richard Donner, 91 years old, director of Superman, The Goonies, Lethal Weapon. Very prominent director.
I was today years old when I learned that, Steven Spielberg didn't direct The Goonies.
I remember there was a little interview I saw. It was like a clip going around, and it was some sort of Goonies reunion. Like maybe there was like a commentary for a DVD or something. But Corey Feldman's like, "Oh, you acted like we were difficult, but you loved us." And he goes, "Oh, I loved you kids, but you were the most awful people to work with." He's like, "You guys were so difficult every moment." But he's like, "I liked you. I loved you. But no, you were awful to work with."
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
You know, his dad was Gomez from
Adam's
Family. Shut up. John Astin?
Yeah. I saw a picture like last year, and he's like 95 or something. He's in his 90s.
Yeah. Wow.
RIP civil rights pioneer Gloria Richardson, 99. She was leading sit-ins in the early 60s in like the Maryland area. So she was one of the people ahead of her time. This one I met, RIP Paul Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful. He was 71 years old. This is, I was at a hotel in Orlando. It was right before the Bears Super Bowl. So like January of 86. I go from my breakfast table to go up to the room to get something and go to the bathroom or whatever it was.
Yeah.
On the ride up, Mr. Wonderful wearing a satin jacket that says Mr. Wonderful on it.
Yeah. And do you have that page boy haircut?
Yes.
Prince Valiant?
And then on the way down, James motherfucking Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You told me about that.
Who mussed my hair and said, God bless. So I come back to the table.
He was on PCP.
And I go, I just met like Paul Orndorff and James Brown on the same, and they're like, yeah, it, like my sister's like, yeah, you're lying. Like, what? Why would you
met two? Who would make up those two people of all people?
It's so crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I met him within minutes of meeting James Brown. But
Mr. Wonderful, he was like not quite a jobber, but he was not quite a face either.
Yeah, he was just too generic looking.
Yeah, he was all. Pro wrestlers, they're all bodybuilders that are kind of athletic also.
Right.
Really athletic, I should say. But Paul Orndorff,
good football player.
He was super jacked. Like he was
enormous
for a wrestler. Like he was the most jacked guy in the whole wrestling thing. But again, he not quite a jobber, definitely not a face. He just kind of existed. RIP.
This one was sad. RIP, 57 years old, Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Biz. He was the beatboxing pioneer. He was beloved. He did one of Michelle's company Christmas parties one time and was delightful.
What'd they get him for? 10 grand?
I think it was something like that. There's a picture somewhere of Michelle and Biz. And she said he was very nice. The BC boys said he was great. Like he was just a very lovable guy.
He was, everyone had nice things to say about him. He was very innovative. Like he just kind of could do it all. He could rap, he could beatbox, he could sing, he could DJ.
He was very helpful with, I read that with samples, he knew to give producers, check out this, obscure hit from the 70s.
Yeah.
And you could do a sample around that, the break in that song. Yeah. Like that.
He was, I believe he had diabetes, and every story I heard was,
he loved
the BC Boys would be like, he'd show up to the studio and then he'd go out and get candy.
Yeah.
And then he'd be ready to record. And I believe our dearly departed Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest, similar story.
Yes.
Was diabetic and just didn't do what it took to maintain his blood sugar. Very sad.
And RIP to maybe the biggest innovator of our time.
Yeah.
Dave Lampert, 90 years old. He was the inventor of the Sibian sex saddle.
Amazing.
Get the poison out.
Amazing.
One of the creepiest appearances on Stern of all time.
Yeah. What's the, I mean, it's a great invention.
It's a saddle with a dildo on it, right?
You sit on it. Yeah. You sit on it and it's got an attachment. I think it can either have a dildo on it or it can just be like a pad. So it can just be either just straight clitoral or clitoral and vaginal.
Right.
And you sit on it and it's controllable. So you can adjust the vibration. And I mean, it makes women, if you have access to a computer and you want to log into a tube site like Pornhub or my personal favorite, UJizz, if you go on UJizz and just type in Sibian, you'll see that this machine that this man built is incredibly effective at what it's designed to do. It works.
You think he had grandchildren? Like, hey, what is grandpa doing? Oh, he invented a sex saddle for porn stars.
Do you think he got like fucked out of his royalties, like Famous Amos or like somebody like that? Like he sold, it's like somebody like Michael Keaton showed up, Ray Kroc showed up and was like, hey, this invention's stupid. I'll give you a dollar. And he's like, I'll take it. And then he went and made $1 billion off the Sibian.
I don't know. He was promoting it pretty heavy on Stern for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what really made, like, no one would know what a Sibian was without Howard.
It was the Stern show.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
The Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and loud comers, conundrums, my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us.